why do these governors find vouchers so compelling?
I'm sure that the governors really have an ideological affiliation for vouchers, but I also think that they're pursuing it somewhat for tactical or strategic reasons, and that it's a way to make a name for themselves, pursuing an education agenda that's typically been embraced by conservatives, and trying even to some extent to one-up each other in creating a bigger and bolder voucher program.
Does that work when there are continuing questions about whether or not these private schools where public school students are being sent to are any good? Does that diminish the tactical value of these Republican governors?
That's really the crucial question. And I think, you know, Jindal worked so hard a year ago to push through what was sort of one of the first statewide voucher programs, and got a lot of publicity for that. But then it was very quickly followed by all these reports of schools that might be opening up that didn't have facilities to house any kids, like the New Living Word, or ones that were going to be teaching creationism, or that the Loch Ness Monster exists. And so I think it is a legitimate question of whether or not sort of the negative publicity might have in the end outweighed some of the positive gains of him being able to say he got this through.
Right. New Living Word is in Ruston, and it had 93 voucher students in the past school year, which makes it one of the biggest voucher schools in the state. And it was charging $6,300 per student to the state, which broke the rules because it was only collecting $550 from non-voucher students. So, and this was the same school that a year ago was questioned about whether or not it even had enough space to accommodate all the students that it wanted to enroll.
I do think that this is evidence that probably the front-end accountability needs to be tightened. The people who are voucher diehards argue that sort of ultimately the market will sort all this out, and that people won't choose the lowest performing schools, but I just don't think that's turned out to be the case.
Hilda Harris filled out the application for her 9-year-old granddaughter, Candy, last year, and Harris told me last August that it was discipline, not academics, that was really the primary reason why she and Candy's mother wanted to get their 9-year-old out of public school.
We're also looking for more structure in the classroom, to give her more academic time instead of time with the teacher being taken away to take care of discipline.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the case for parents of all income levels. Parents are drawn to schools for a whole number of reasons. A lot of them, it might also be that they want to send their child to a school with a religious affiliation, or a lot of them, it is really about sort of structure and safety and discipline.
So do you think that the voucher program is going to continue to grow in Louisiana?
I think as long as Jindal is governor and enjoys at least some degree of political capital, I think he's demonstrated that he's willing to really push for it in kind of the best and in the worst of times over the last couple of years. It is a popular program. I mean, it's pretty clear that it's not achieving miraculous academic results by any stretch, and that it is vulnerable to outright fraud. But parents, I think, like choices, and so I think it probably will continue to grow.